American and state flags at the Florida Capitol and public buildings across the state are flying at half-staff to commemorate the passing of former Florida Governor Reuben Askew. But even to get the flag to half-staff took a meticulous procedure carved from a long list of regulations of flag etiquette.
Any rule or custom pertaining to the display of the flag of the United States of America set forth herein may be altered, modified, or repealed, and additional rules with respect to therefore may be prescribed by the Commander-in-Chief of the United States of America.
That's Tallahassee American Legion Commander Val Fraley. He's reading from the official handbook of flag protocol. Fraley slaps his hand on the couple hundred pages of rules for flag handling, lamenting what he calls a loss of understanding.
So this is the basis that we come from to try to understand.
And the Tallahassee Legion commander isn't the only one decrying the loss of deference for Old Glory. Melbourne Republican Representative Rich Workman, a Canadian immigrant who served in the U.S. Army for 14 years before being elected to the Florida legislature, says he can't force everyone to respect the flag, but he can at least make sure those flags displayed at government buildings were made in the country they represent.
So to me, I have no problem saying, can we make sure that remains one of the things we can manufacture here, please? Can we find a freaking way to make sure we buy U.S.-made flags?
The Canada Transplant is sponsoring legislation that would disallow the display of foreign-made American and state flags on government property. He says he got the idea from a Brevard County school teacher, Matthew Susan, who approached him with a plan after conducting a civics project with his students. The bulk of American flags are still manufactured on American soil, but trade numbers released in 2012 showed the U.S. imported some $4 million worth of flags from China, leading Washington to pass a federal law requiring military installations to only use domestically sourced stars and stripes. Tallahassee Legion Commander Fraley thinks the law is a no-brainer. He doesn't see the point in flying the flag otherwise.
I was given an award of a watch. Had the nice little emblem of the American Legion on it. It said Department of Florida. I got to looking at it real close. It was made in China. Defeats the purpose.
Still, Workman had his reservations. As a conservative, he was hesitant to issue what he calls a sweeping mandate. But he says after finding out resale store chain Goodwill had its own flag manufacturing plant in South Florida, he was willing to compromise.
That's typically the kind of legislation I stay away from. In this particular case, thankfully, American flags are still price competitive, if not on the most side, less expensive than even overseas manufacturing can do, because you still have to ship those things overseas.
Diana Valencia, Goodwill's Miami Vice President of Apparel, says the bill could help encourage local business and spur job creation. Valencia says the 20-year-old Miami plant goes to great lengths to make sure every part of their flags come from purely American sources.
You know, we not only make the flag here in the United States, but we have to ensure that all the components that go into the flag come from the United States, that the cotton is grown in the United States, and that all the suppliers that supply components of the flag are here in the United States. So it makes a great sense for boosting the economy here in the United States.
If Florida passes the All-American Flag Bill, it would join a growing list of states, including Tennessee, that have passed similar laws. Workman's bill wouldn't affect previously negotiated contracts. It would only apply to purchases made after January 1st. A provision making flying a foreign-made flag a misdemeanor was also stricken from the bill. Instead, Workman says those caught defying the law would only be subjected to a little public shaming. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Bank.